Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi. I am doing dictation for comprehensive counseling in corporation. And date of evaluation for this patient is March 20th, 2023. There are 13 patients. No, 11 patients. And these are all medication review. The first patient is Sharon Petrosky, S-H-A-R-O-N, Petrosky, P-T-R-O-S-K-I. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective and active. Sharon, date of birth is 2-7-1955. Telephone number is 586-360-0156. Subject to agita. Sharon described that she is overwhelmed with the work. She is working more than 24-5 hours because she was appreciated by the workplace. Due to the work, her other things became incomplete, although she believes that she is doing much better. She is more focused on the work and does not focus to the bodily symptoms. She has knee replacement, also back pain, and taking ibuprofen 800 mg prescribed by her primary care doctor. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any oddity of visual hallucinations or any pervasive feeling. She describes she is able to work and attentive and productive. Without vibrance, she can dip. She's also taking Wellbutrin for her depression. Period. She was alert, oriented, time 3. Her mood was present. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any other use of alcohol or drugs. As patient was provided insight into her difficulties. Also, her education of the about the medications and her positive reinforcement, which she received from the work. Patient agreed with the comment. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, attention deficit disorder, status post knee surgery, pain in shoulder. Plan: continue Wellbutrin XL 300 mg in the morning, Vibrance 60 mg daily. 30 day supply was given. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution. An Stony Cipher, S-T-O-N-E-C-I-P-H-E-R, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-N-E. Her date of birth is 320. Her date of birth is, I don't have, it is in the old record. Her telephone number is 586-335-3456. Subjective agita. Stony Cipher is a young Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder and attention deficit disorder. She described that she has been doing okay except last time the pharmacy has filled sublingual tablet of the Lamictal that make her headache and dizziness. She described that she always taking Lamictal extended release and that was helping her a lot. I further discussed that I am going to change the prescription and give it to Lamictal extended release. She was alert oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She indicated that she is having problem with sleep and does not this hydroxyzine. Even 50 mg does not help in sleep. I further explained that hydroxyzine or Vistril was given to help her anxiety. It may not help that much in sleep. So I discussed other options like Trazodone, which she agreed that it has been helping. I will add 50 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight is improving. She denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Yet patient was provided support and insight into her difficulties and discouraged not to use any alcohol or drugs. To which she is promised assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. History of ADD. Plant continued Lamictal extended release 50 milligrams twice a day. Olanzapine 5 milligrams at bedtime. Prazolone 50 milligrams daily. Respirant fit side effect. I explained. Prognosis guarded. Next solution on Charles Croughton, Charles Croughton, Crowton. Her date of birth is 3/25/1984. Telephone number is 813-665-4375. Subject to Ajita. Charles is still, patient was seen via doxy, patient consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective agita. Charles described that he is feeling very discouraged about his gaining weight. He has been trying everything possible, like control on diet, exercise, going to gym, and also go for walk. Still he gaining weight, and his weight is around 430 pounds. Period. He described he is taking his medications. Mood-wise is all right. Due to the certain situation, he is postponed to come to the Michigan until May 2023. Peter, I provided him support, help him to understand about the reason for gaining weight. Maybe it is important that he should get consult a nutritionist. Also check with the endocrinologist and primary care physician about the reason for gaining weight. If he is following all the directions, also exercise plan should be there. He claimed that he has been going to Planet Fitness. Patient was alert, oriented, moderately obese, Caucasian male. He has history of bipolar disorder and has been showing good motivation and working on his problem. Seeing therapist on a regular basis. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination or delusion, judgment side seems to be okay, period, assessment bipolar mood disorder, anxious about gaining weight, plan, patient already has been taking Depakote 1000 milligrams twice a day. I encourage that he should get a complete physical blood workup and follow consultation, and we'll see him again in April 17, 2023. Prognosis guarded. Next solution on Yvonne Mechantil, Yvonne Mechantil, Mechantle. Her date of birth is 7/31/1953. Telephone number is 586-843-5029. Subjective and objective. Yvonne was quite anxious and nervous and frustrated that she does not know why her body cannot be controlled, and she is frustrated with taking clonopin. She get severe headache, much tremors and jitteriness all the time. She tried to stop clonopin but not able to do so. She was seen by neurologist who has given some medication for, who has diagnosed that these tremors are essential tremors and give her prescription, but she does not take it because it causes interaction with the clonopin. He has also prescribed Trentlex 10 milligram daily, but she did not take it. She described that when Trentlex she was taken in hospital, she was making some improvement, but she did not take it because she is scared. Patient was provided extensive counseling, also provided support, and also support to overcome her frustration, and further explained that I can understand she is more frustrated about whole situation and more focused on clonopin. However, the main problem of Yvonne is that she stay at home, always thinking about her body symptoms, or read about the medications and try to find out the symptoms which is favorable to her. And She does not involve in social activities. She's isolated, withdrawn. We encourage that she should go for a walk, go to the program in the neighborhood, and maybe go for a counseling, which I am insisting for a long time. She claimed that she even not able to go out because of her situation. I further discussed that I can understand her situation, and she is too much concerned about her clonopin and also symptoms. It was also suggested that why not just follow treatment with Dr. Verma and take those medication. If she is concerned about clonopin, try to take clonopin only 0.5 milligrams. Maybe try to take it for another 6 months and then start reducing it to 0.25 milligram for a couple months. And after that, she can stop it. By that time, it is not in the system, and 0.5 milligram is not a very high dose. But yet, she understand and she is promised to do so. I further discussed, since she is feeling better with the Trentelex, she should continue Trentelex. If she feel that 10 milligram is too much, she can take 5 milligram for 1 week and then 10 milligrams daily. See risk benefit side effect explain, and also explain that she should not focus on medication side effect. The psychologist, psychiatrist and neurologist, they are all trained and they are aware about this side effect. She should work on it and try to get treatment, then only she can get better. Patient agreed to listen and follow the appointment. Assessment, major depressive disorder, essential tremors, gradually withdrawal from the clonopin, having lot of difficulties, and for every symptom she blame, it is clonopin. Plan, I explain that take clonopin only 0.5 milligram for a couple months, and then try to make it 0.25 milligrams couple month, and then stop it. She may not, since it was recommended during the hospital discharge that she should over by 1 month, and she was not able to do so. Before she gets frustrated and start taking more, I just give a minimum plan so that she can control her withdrawal and also the symptoms of anxiety. And Trentelex, I explained that she should take 5 milligram for 1 week and then 10 milligram daily. She has substance supply of the medication, does not want any medication. I further explained that she should follow whosoever psychiatrist or neurologist is needed, but she has to develop self-control otherwise and self-confidence, then only she can get better. Patient agreed with the plan and try to follow up and make a next appointment in 1 month, end of dictation. Next question on Kip Neiman, KIPNIEMAN. Date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subjective agenda. Mr. Neiman was cooperative, calm, appropriate, still having more than a year to complete his PhD degree in engineering. He described that overall he is doing good. He is also going to school to give talk about the internet, talk about the engineering and also other education activities. I appreciate his motivation and encouragement that he is doing, and his more looks like that it will help him to improve social skills and also motivation, which can help him further in activities. Yet it was patient agreed, and he willing to cooperate, willing to work on it, and he described when he engaged in all this activity, he does not have time to think about any depression, anxiety. It was also encouraged that he should go social media and make some friends to her liking, and maybe that's the way he should go. Yet, to which he agreed, patient was given insight into his difficulties, provide support and redirection, and educate about the medications and again his social issues which has been interfering with his life, especially the depression and anxiety. Patient agreed and willing to follow recommendation and claim that he is working on it. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, poor self-esteem, poor social skills, is struggling to deal with his life, but no suicidal homicidal behavior. plan, continuum, Prozac 40 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 30 mg daily, Clonopin 0.5 mg at bedtime, 30-day supply of medication is given, risk, benefit, and side effects explained, prognosis guided. Next solution is on Leslie Van Cleef, L-E-S-L-I-E, Van Cleef, V-N-C-L-E-A-V-E. His date of birth is 3-2-1958, telephone number is 586-563-5178, subjective adjunctive. Leslie was seen by telehealth appointment. He has consented for the treatment. Leslie was seen with his wife, Christy, who reported that he is making good improvement. I congratulate him for the happy birthday. As today his birthday, he was happy. He described that he is doing good and has been getting along well with his wife. His wife also reported that he is making improvement and she does not want to decrease his syrup coil 100 mg BID and 400 mg at bedtime, as it has been helping him a lot and his anger and other behavior is controlled. Leslie was happy, pleasant, cooperative, attentive. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. His judgment sight is improving. There was no involuntary movement. I educate him about his ongoing situation, his stress, and also about the role of medication. He denies any side effect of the medication. As a schizoaffective disorder, making improvement. Plan continuing Depakote 500 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 100 mg. More 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and syrup called 400 mg at bedtime. 30 days medication is ordered. Risk benefit side effects are explained. Prognosis guided. End of dictation. Next solution in Salsa, S H A L Y S A, James, J M E S. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Date of evolution is 3/20/2023. Subjective is up. Salsa was in a happy mood, pleasant effect. Claimed that she has been doing much better, more happy. She reported that she is working for last many years with this company, and even she get late, she is not get objected. I further discussed that she is a good worker and always employer like the good worker, and even if you sometime late, that's fine. Yet he came, he can focus, he is attentive, and he's try to work his job seriously and sincerely. Yet he also indicated when she has read 3 books, and yesterday while she was taking care of her baby, she found these 3 books and she read all the 3 books within an hour. I appreciate appreciate her motivation and concentration and organization skills to read these books without any problem. Peer assessment, patient denies any side effect of the medication and claim that everything is fine. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, improve attention, concentration, organization, no distraction, no anger or frustration, continue plan, continue withdrawal, XR 30 mg daily, 30 days supply the order, follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question on Wendy Murphy, W-E-N-D-Y Murphy, M-U-R-F-E-Y Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Date of evolution is 3/20/2023. Subjective agita. Murphy described that she is doing much better. She is happy, pleasant, taking her medication. However, when I questioned whether she has been taking Ritalin, she described that Ritalin is a back order and is still prescription has not filled in the CVS period. However, later on she burst into depression and claimed that she is sometimes she depressed and sad. When she get Ritalin, then her mood get improved and she feel more happy. I further discussed that she should contact the pharmacy and find out whether Ritalin is available or not. If it is not, I can always write a generic medication, whatever is available, to which she agreed. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or paranoid delusions. She has been taking all her medication, including Abilify 50 mg at bedtime, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. Period. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusions. She was having good eye contact and was happy throughout the course of my evaluation. Patient was patient understand and willing to cooperate with the treatment. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable, plan continue ablipa 15 mg at bedtime, wellbutrin XL 300 mg in the morning, Retlin 10 mg morning, 30 day supply was ordered with a recommendation that if CVS does not have Retlin, some other alternative like generic methylphenidate can be given. Prognosis guided, end of dictation. Next lotion on Denise Mellon, D-E-N-N-I-S-N-E-Y-L-O-N. His date of birth is 225-1956. Telephone number 313-670-2113. Subject to Ajita. Dennis described that he has been doing good. Recently, some of the family member got sick, and that was a little bit stress, but it has been, he has been doing very well, and medication has been helping. He was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male, mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, his speech was clear, thought process recognized. He denies any oddity of visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. He claimed that he is cheerful, happy, and very much contented. Medication is working. He is on he's taking all his medication. There is no medical problem. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, back pain. Plan continue some product plan. I will continue Cymbalta 30 mg daily, Depakote 500 mg BID, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime. A 30 day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effects explained. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next evaluation on Kathleen, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N, Carlesimo, C-R-L-E-S-I-M-O. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Subject to Angel Carlesimo was on the way to work. She described she has been doing good on medication and she is productive. There is no problem of depression, anxiety, mood swings, or any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She described the medication has been make her focus. Her concentration is better. Even she is driving and she feel happy and cheerful about whole situation. Yet she denies any side effect of the medication. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was present. Effect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was recognized. No irritability or agitation. No side effect of the medication. Assessment, attention deficit disorder. Symptomatically stable. Continue hydral 10 mg in the morning and noon. 10 mg at noon. 60 tablets was ordered. 30 days. Supply was given. End of dictation. Next evaluation and the last evaluation on Anna Inouye, A-N-N-A. I-N-U-C-I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subject to Ajita. Anna was seen at Roxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. She was in a good mood, but when I asked her how she has been doing, she described she is very depressed. When I asked her the reason for depression, she would not able to give. Yet, I further asked whether she has been going out of the room, participating in the program of the facility, or interact with the people. She described she is not. Yet, she claimed that she was suffering from bad nausea, and she does not know what to do. I further discuss that this is almost 11 o'clock, and she has not eaten her breakfast or eat anything, and taking medication. This will cause more acidity. It is better that in the morning she should eat something before she go for doing anything. Do we see agreed? She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She has direct communication with her daughter, and whom she believes that her daughter. Told me that her daughter used to call every week and. But she does not say, but they do not say anything. Patient has been in compliance with the medication and treatment, and also explained her issues and the problem. To improve her depression and anxiety, she should stay at least for an hour in daylight, interact with the people of the facility, and also go for a walk sometime and try to eat eat her breakfast and lunch and dinner and go to sleep for 8 hours. To which she agreed. Patient, I further discussed that it is she has to work on basic knowledge and skill, and it she will be fine. Period assessed bipolar mood disorder, depressed, period of anxiety and depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Plan continue Lamictal 25 in the morning, 300 mg at bedtime. Seroquel 75 mg at bedtime. Allow to give him a split dose, that is of Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 25 mg at bedtime, and 81.5 mg PRN for anxiety. 30 days medication was ordered. I also ordered melatonin 10 mg at bedtime, which he used off and on for sleep. PA, a follow patient would like to see me again in 2 weeks. This is the end of dictation, Nanmirakrastogi. So these are 11 dictation. I appreciate your help, and you can fax it to 248-828-9712. No, fax it to 248-828-9712. Have a good day. Bye-bye.